You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rian.
I think I need to point this out, and it's important that we point it out. So daar's baie mense wat in 'n massiewe paniek is want daar's nie goed by winkels raak nie of daar's winkels wat toe is. Né?
Ja.
En die vraag is nou wat nou? Wat moet ons nou maak? Nou dit gaan rof nog wees vir 'n paar dae. Dis 'n feit. Maar ek het nou gesê, and I'm going to have to say it again, that there are lessons to be learned from this. Daar's lesse wat hier moet geleer word. Een van die lesse is gemeenskap, community. Last night, when I typed this on my Facebook update, I said to myself, I have no idea. I know maybe one or two people around me. Ek is nie op een of ander groep nie. I've got my app for my estate. That's it. I know no one. So if I run out of stuff, like let's say I have to go somewhere and the shelves are empty. Who do I contact then in my immediate vicinity? Mm-hmm. Like, who do I know? And I realize I know no one, maybe one or two people. So the eerste thing is, even people who think they're on support groups and they're on a WhatsApp group of friends, et cetera, listen to me clearly. In South Africa, it is not enough. You need to know as many as possible people in your vicinity, in your neighborhood. That whole idea of the neighborhood watch means more than just people who will watch over the neighborhood with weapons. It means that's the one thing. Number two is it means if we need something in the community assists one another.
Mm-hmm.
There's a baby who needs formula. Is there anyone that has formula in our community? We can't get it at the shop. Who can help me?
Yeah.
En dit is die groot issue wat ons het. Every man or woman for themselves in this country. Dit gaan nie meer werk. You need to know as many as possible, not just family and friends, everyone in your vicinity, in your area, in your neighborhood. Neighborhood watch now means much more than it ever meant. Dit beteken dit is die mense wat jou gaan help om jou gemeenskap te beskerm, maar ook om wanneer jy iets nodig het, aan hulle deure te gaan klop in situasies soos hier, and they'll be able to help you. Maar die ou dae van we don't mix, it's over. You mix with whoever, doesn't matter whatever religion, color, sexual orientation, whatever, whoever is living around you. The old days of saying, no, I'm not going to mix with them because they are black gay people. Or they, oh, you know, I was meaning met hulle nie. Hulle is kolman. Die dae is verby.
Yeah.
The lesson here is community is the only way that this country will survive. People understanding everyone will need formula at one point. Everyone will need eggs. People will need bread. And if we don't help one another, we don't understand we have the same needs and goals, we're not going to make it. You're going to have to put your head down and get through this. Ons kyk na die volgende paar dae, 3 to 4 days, at least, as I said, before this quells down. It will quell down. In the meantime, you need to go, okay, we have little, but we share.
Yeah.
Daar's nie 'n ander opsie nie.
Yeah.
If your community cannot serve your purpose, you need to understand the lesson is, my community needs to be bigger. I need to have more people around me. But trust me, there's enough to go around. If people speak to one another, you need to understand, moving forward, if you do not hang with the people around you, make friends with them, try to get into their heads, understand who they are, that they have similar needs, we're not going to make it. That's the lesson. That's why what we're seeing in KwaZulu-Natal, people of all colors, creeds, coming together and saying, okay, we're going to help one another now. Ooh, we're all in this together. We needed a crisis to bring us together. Dis die ou story. Okay, now we're realizing, oh, there's the masses of people running into our shops, taking our stuff. Oh, there's a group of us that want to just get on with our lives. And it doesn't matter what color, creed, or religion we are, or sexual orientation, we have the same needs. That's the lesson.
Yeah.
Increase your community. Doesn't matter who lives around you. It's the same community. You live in the same area. You shop from the same shops. You have the same needs. The days of drawing a line and saying, I'm not going to mix. It's over. If we don't mix, we're not going to make it.
Yeah.
Increase your community. Not only for defense, but also for needs. Welcome to the next chapter.
Let's go. The Scenic Drive with Rian. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.